I'm James Stewart, and this is Timeline from VPR Classical. Robert Schumann is one of the central figures of the Romantic era. Not only did he make important contributions to the piano, art song, and orchestral repertoire, he was also a celebrated musical journalist whose prose and poetry influenced the music of a generation. Robert was the youngest of five children, born to August Schumann, a bookseller, author, and publisher in Zwickau. But a love for the written word wasn't the only thing that Schumann had in common with his father. The year that Robert was born, his father began to suffer from a nervous disorder which would plague him for the rest of his life, an ominous foreshadowing of Robert's own condition. As a child, Schumann loved music. When he was 10, he was writing new pieces to be played by his childhood friends. He was also a voracious reader, and by the age of 13, his father was allowing him to contribute articles for some of his publications. 2 years after his father's death, Schumann moved to Leipzig to attend law school at the request of his mother. However, according to one school friend, Robert never attended a single lecture, choosing instead to spend his time composing and improvising at the piano. He also began taking lessons with the sought-after instructor Frederick Wieck, which is how he first met Wieck's daughter, his future wife, Clara. She was only 9 years old at the time. Schumann begged his mother to let him stop studying law and pursue his passion. She appealed to Frederick, who stated that Schumann had the raw talent to be a world-renowned pianist if he would work hard and apply himself. To be honest, though, Wieck doubted that Schumann had the character or drive to work that hard. Later, when Robert and Clara became lovers, Frederick did everything within his power to keep them apart. Schumann's musical articles praised the work of Chopin, Mendelssohn, Berlioz, and later, Brahms. In his writings, he began to employ two fictional characters used to voice different artistic perspectives, Florestan and Eusebius. They were like two sides of his personality. The impetuous Florestan was an embodiment of Schumann's passion and extroversion, while the dreamy Eusebius gave voice to the quiet, introverted side of Schumann's psyche. These characters began to show up not just in his articles, but in his personal letters and as composers of some of his musical works. Robert Schumann's mental health began to deteriorate. He started to hear music, voices, and people that weren't there. At one point, he ran from the house and threw himself from the Rhine Bridge into the river. After this episode, he was committed to a mental asylum near Bonn, where he was separated from Clara for over 2 years. He died there on July 29, 1856, attended by Clara and Johannes Brahms. Find out more about Robert Schumann and follow the timeline at vpr.net/classical.